Welcome again to Artbeat. I'm Jeffrey Brown. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to visit writer and director Suleyman Al-Bassam in Kuwait to talk about his theater work, often adapting Shakespeare plays into a contemporary Arab setting. His new work is called The Speaker's Progress. It's now opening at BAM, the Brooklyn Academy of Music in New York. And he's in New York and joins us on the phone. And nice to talk to you again.
Thank you, Jeff. Nice to speak to you.
Tell me about this new work, The Speaker's Progress. What is it about?
The Speaker's Progress is the third and final part of a triptych, a trilogy of Shakespearean pieces that are performed in Arabic that are about the events and changes in the Arab world. And this is a piece that uses Shakespeare's Twelfth Night as the inset play from which some major strains and themes and lines are taken. And The Speaker's Progress is a play about change. It's a play about the process of change and transformation from one state of affairs to another. It is a play that, for me, is very much concerned with this period that we are moving through in the Arab world at this time.
Yes, I should say so. So change is the context, and change is actually what's right in front of you these days, just as this was unfolding.
Absolutely. The period that we are in at this point in time across the Arab region, as I'm sure you and your listeners are aware, is a period of great historical moment, I think. What's been happening in the events since January across different parts of the region and what's referred to as the Arab Awakening or the Arab Spring is really a turning point in our history. And the play that began before these events began was a play about the search for a space for freedom. It was about the story. The story of the play is about a retired director who's a former radical theatre maker who has become a regime apologist, and it's the last roll of the dice for him. So he brings together his thoughts and presents this play in order to try to reclaim the space for theatre to actually effect change and be part of a political process. And it ended, in the first version of the play, in a very dark and bitter way. That was a kind of reflection upon my feeling around the state of paralysis and stasis that we were in, mm-hmm. and that we have been in for so many years and for so many decades.
When we met, of course,
yes.
And that was Richard III, and the darkness of using that to explore repressive regimes, basically.
Tyranny.
Absolutely.
Richard III was about tyranny. And The Speaker's Progress was intended to be, if you like, an epitaph for political theater. It was a piece that was saying, theater, art, is no longer able to effect the kind of change that one would hope for. And when we took that version into rehearsals, the events around us were moving so fast and with such enormous power that our ending seemed somehow irrelevant, and happily irrelevant, I should say. And so it became incumbent upon us to rework this piece, to look for ways in which the piece could become more about the process of change and the process of transformation that has engulfed the region.
So that's how this affected, I mean, the events of the Arab Spring affected your play more broadly, because when during my visit and to Kuwait, to Egypt, to Lebanon at that time, it was so interesting, and I think Americans don't know that much about the flowering of arts, theater, etc., in the Arab world more generally. So what kind of impact do you see this opening having on the arts and culture?
The changes, you mean the changes that are ongoing?
Yes.
Yes. I think art, culture, the role of intellectuals and artists in this process has been quite curious. Artists and the process of culture has, I think, stood as a witness to these events, which have been taken forth and played out by very different forces that art and culture had been removed from by a strategy of power over a series of decades.
Mm-hmm.
And the positions that are now the spaces that are now open to free voices in those countries where change has led to positive developments, because also we have to distinguish between it's a very complicated, you know, picture that,
sure,
that we have before us, you know, and one would like to say that all change is for the better, but that's not always true.
Sure.
And so we have a very difficult and tumultuous time, but the process of movement forward and the emergence from that period of stasis and that period of no voice, that period of no freedom, that period of no space, through a peaceful movement, as has been the case in Tunis and as is in Egypt, moving into a space for new voices, new freedoms, and the ability to determine one's own destiny, I think is enormous, for it's the space that it proposes to artists, the space that it proposes to the way in which we think about what we can make with our art, with theater, with poetry, with literature, but also what we need to say. And I think that there needs to be a restructuring of the way we think about our work. And that's really also what the speaker's progress is kind of about. You know, mm-hmm. the speaker in his journey through this play comes to the conclusion that the strategies that he had been using for many years to be an opposition figure, to be a political theater maker, are no longer valid in this phase. That he himself needs to transform his whole way of thinking. And on a personal level, for me, that means that I feel it's no longer appropriate to address a critique through, for instance, the prism of Shakespeare.
Oh, really?
Indeed.
So, well, that's what I was going to ask you finally. Because you described this, the speaker's progress, as the end of a trilogy. Mm. And, of course, that trilogy now impacted, as you say, by world events. So what is next for you then?
The prism of Shakespeare and the mask of Shakespeare that we discussed when we were together in Kuwait with Richard III is a mask that is taken up to protect and deflect from the dangers of making political theater in a restrictive environment. But when that environment alters and when the censor is no longer there, then we need to remove that mask and find a new voice and speak through our own language. And perhaps that's where the need for Shakespeare ends.
Hmm. Well, that's very interesting. I wish you good luck with all of that, and it's nice to talk to you again. So the speaker's progress is opening at Brooklyn Academy of Music and then moving on to Boston, I guess?
We play at Emerson Arts World on Stage from the 12th to the 16th of October.
All right. Suleyman Al-Bassam, the Kuwaiti theater director and writer, thanks so much for talking to us. And thank you for joining us again on Artbeat. I'm Jeffrey Brown.